IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And my guest speakers in the studio, Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam. Very happy to be here again.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. And thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, we are trying to criticize the movie Father Stew, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. Starring very famous names in Hollywood, such as Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg and Teresa Ruiz. Before me asking you a question regarding this movie, I want you to listen to a short part of this movie and then we'll be back. Stay with us.
Stuart Long, what does this period of formation offer you?
Well, it's hard to say, Father. If I had to guess, I'd say something beyond my wildest dreams.
Let us all pray that in due time, Stuart may be found worthy to receive the baptism of new birth, the renewal in the Holy Spirit, and to complete his initiation through the sacraments of confirmation in Eucharist.
Hallelujah.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize in these series of programs Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio, the movie Father Stew. So there it is, the critique of this movie. Of course, we have started it, in fact, from a couple of episodes ago and with Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. Well, regarding that part of the movie, Sister Asma, you know, why are there foul things, you know, by foul things, I mean like the things that we consider as very much sinful, such as, for example, alcohol and porn, available so much or so prevalent in some countries. I'm talking about non-Muslim countries, obviously,
yes.
You know. Despite their, you know, physical and moral consequences and bad effects, first of all. We all know that the prophets, as we know them, you know, I'm not talking about only the prophet of Islam.
I'm talking about
all the prophets from the beginning to, from Adam to Muhammad, you know, peace be upon him and his whole family. You know, never approached those evil things. And on the contrary, they denounced them, you know?
Of course.
Yet some of their followers are infected and tempted by these foul things. Why?
Well, see, it's about human nature. We have been promised by the Satan to be deviated from the right path of salvation. So it's a promised thing to happen to human beings.
Except those who are righteous.
Exactly, except those who are righteous. I was saying that when we have such temptations in ourselves, so there's no way for us to control it all. Sometimes there are some slips and that are inevitable and they might happen. But the door is always open. I guess those foul things that you say that exist among human beings refers to their nature, and it's inevitable, and it might happen to all the people. It doesn't matter where they are living.
Yes.
Because everybody is prone to doing mistakes or whatever, maybe even sins. But the point is, when you notice that something is wrong in you or with you, you have to go and just check it out. And the process of recognition is very important. When you start to understand that you are doing something which is pretty much sinful, the mere fact that you start to confess to yourself that this is wrong and I'm sure that what I'm doing is going to have some bad consequences for me, and you come up with the notion that, okay, I'm going to change myself and God would help me, I guess this is the important part in that, because all those foul things exist and they would exist forever as long as human beings are living in this world and they have free will and they have this temptation inside them and all the tools are available for them. So they could go in the wrong way, but the process of pretension is very important.
Mm-hmm. I get it. It's very, difficult actually to quit the bad habits or the mm-hmm. old habits. This is what they say, especially when it comes to addiction. Like if yes. somebody's addicted to, for example, alcohol or any narcotics,
mm-hmm.
well, it would be very difficult for that individual to quit, right?
Of course.
But when it comes to non-addiction or non-addictive scenarios,
mm-hmm.
Why are individuals still, let's say, insistent on committing those sins or
well, not all people are that much evolved in order to resist all the temptations they see in the process of their life. So I guess that's the answer is just temptation.
Despite the fact that they know there would be some kind of physiological, let's say, bad effects or consequences?
Yes, see, there's an example. I always say that chocolate is bad for me, but still I would eat it. I know it's bad for me, it has some consequences, but I'm so interested to know, to have more of it, We have this sense in us, I guess, that makes us want more of what we even know is bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
There's an urge inside of us that invite us to all the things that we have done or we are doing in our lives, and we know they have some bad consequences, but still we do.
Yeah, I see.
Because that's human beings, I guess. That's humanity.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay. Of course, we are not going to talk about some of the hormonal or physiological, secretion of some of the hormones in the body, mm-hmm. such as dopamine or stuff like
exactly,
that, which
the effect
are
of your
produced
physiological.
If you, for example, eat chocolate, as you were talking about, or sweet or candy
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, the endorphin would be coming in my blood pressure, and then that would do a lot of good things for me. I would feel happy.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a listen to another part of the movie Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross, and then we'll be back with its critique and its question. Don't go away.
Confession, acknowledging our sins in word, action, and omission, and resolving to not sin again. For this, we do penance and are granted forgiveness.
Like doing laundry. That's a Sunday thing, too. Here, I thought it'd be all complicated.
Well, I'm afraid it's not that simple. The essential part of penance is a firm and true repentance, motivated by faith and the love of God. This is called perfect contrition.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting, and Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers in the studio, trying to help me criticizing the movie Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. Well, according to that part, Sayyid Abdullah, there is the priest teaching the converts about confession and its base or basic, tenet, penance.
Mm-hmm.
The essential part of penance, this is what he says, the priest, is a firm and true repentance motivated by faith and the love of God. This is called perfect contrition. Well, my question to you is, how is the Islamic notion of penance different or even similar to Christianity?
From an Islamic perspective, that there's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, where he heard a person says, Astaghfirullah.
And Imam Ali alayhi salam said to him, "Wayhak, inna al-istighfar ala sab'a ma'ani." That if you want to repent or ask for forgiveness, there are seven things that you have to meet.
Mm-hmm.
There's seven pillars or tenets that you have to fulfill in order for you to seek for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to repent or to confess to Allah. So
what are those seven things?
So the Imam, he goes through the seven things. First, he says there has to be the notion of regret. Mm-hmm. You have to be regret. You have to be sincere in your repentance. You have to make sure that you have to have the determination not to do it again. Because if you're going to do it again, you say, astaghfirullah, but you're going to do it again, then you haven't done nothing. That you have to return the rights of people back to them. Mm-hmm. Or if you've taken that.
Yes.
If you have to give back Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is due to him. And he says you have to melt your body from the sins that it got in the same way that you made it fat from that sin.
Mm-hmm.
So basically not only you need to work on mentally, no, you need to work physically as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So all these things, it says once these things are met and you do them correctly, then say astaghfirullah.
Right.
So they are moving from that Christian perspective in the confession. They were moving from that perspective, but in application, it doesn't work. Because mm-hmm. you still end up going to a box and saying, Father, forgive me for I've sinned.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that person is sincere in his forgiveness?
Yes.
How do you know he's genuine in his forgiveness? He kills someone and says, Father, forgive me for I've sinned. The father says, you've forgiven my son. He walks outside and 2 hours, 2 hours later, like the sister said, he, you know, okay, I'm sinless free, but it feels so good to kill. Let me go kill someone else. He's giving him a license to kill.
Yeah.
So you don't know. That's why in Islam we say, no, leave it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you're not sure, did Allah forgive me or did He not forgive me?
Mm-hmm.
And that stage of being afraid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not being forgiven is what makes you not do it again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you commit it, you feel scared, so you say, I'm not going to do it again. We have a beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, a mu'min, when he commits a sin, it's like a rock on top of a head that he's constantly watching that could fall on him any minute.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we're a Muslim.
Nice imagery, someone, by the way.
Huh?
Nice imagery.
Yeah. So a normal person, he says, when he commits a sin, it's like a fly. It sits on his face and he gets it off, right? He just gets rid of it. That's a sin between a mu'min and a non-mu'min.
Mm-hmm.
So where a mu'min takes his sin seriously, it could crash him at any minute. I don't know if Allah has forgiven me, which means I have to keep working so hard to stay in that path of righteousness. So when in Christianity is the other way. Christianity says no matter how much you've sinned, you can come and we'll clean it for you. So when they were talking about the confession, they were stating the actual formula. But is it applied? No. That's a problem.
How is it related to the payment that is done, in fact, as part of the confession? Does it do any good, like, to your sin and to the absolution of your sins?
Look, payment always comes, like, even in Islam, it comes as a way to show your sincerity towards what you've committed. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always in the Quran, He says, "When الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ." There's always an attachment to amal.
Yeah.
Even Allah, when He talks about sins, He says, Allah will forgive you sins, considering the fact that you will act, there's an action required.
Both theoretical and practical
exactly.
aspects.
Exactly, so there's a practical action needs to be done.
Yes.
So for example, I committed a lot of sins. I said, oh Allah, forgive me for my sins, and I would like to help in return. I would like to give money in return.
Right.
I would like to, you know, give charity, help orphans, do whatever. So that should make not only Allah will forgive my sins, but He will, you know, it will make up for it. The same thing with the Christianity, that when you give money, they take in the same notion as well, that when you're trying to save help the church, save the church, do things for the church, do God's work with it. So when they take the money from you, obviously they meant to spend it on trying to bring more people to God or help or do God's work,
for the sake
basically
of God.
What they say. So it's always money always work in a way where it should smooth your way into repentance kind of thing.
I see.
So it works, I think it works in all religions as well.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We were trying to criticize the movie Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.